Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show, View From Above. On today's show, we're speaking about the power of words. Your words have the power to create and to destroy. And on today's show, we're going to help you to focus on creating beautiful things with what you're saying. And I'm not talking about individual words. I'm talking about how you're saying it and what you're saying in order to change the world and change your life. And at the same time, I want to talk to you about God. God created us in His own image. And that's how He created the world. He created it by speaking it into existence. And we are doing the same thing every day in our lives. So how we speak and what we're speaking about is extremely important because it'll be creating the life that we have now. And we're going to get into it a little bit, talking about the power of those words and starting to speak in a manner that creates good things.
Amen.
Now, I want to go, before we go too deep into it, I want to talk a little bit about some verses that we have here. And I have in Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So it's saying that our tongue has power. And that we can speak, you know, there's death and there's life in that. And I also like, if we skip down, so that means we got to really be important, got to be careful with what we're saying. Because we're going to eat the fruit of that. Meaning that if we're speaking words of life, then that's what we're going to be receiving. If we're speaking words of death, then that's what we'll be receiving. And
right.
I want to hop down to another verse here in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. And here it says, this is God speaking, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life."
Choose life.
So God created us with the ability to manifest, just like He did. He used His words to create everything. It says in the beginning, "Let there be light," is the first thing God said, right? When He said that, stuff started to be created. Beautiful things were created. And He saw the light and He said, "It's good." So we know that we're created in that same image with the same ability that when we use our words, we can create things. But we want to be creating the good things, beautiful things, things that are good, just as God said,
this is
good. And he gave us that power that our tongue, we can choose what are we going to create with it, life or death. And here in Deuteronomy, it talks about, "I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life." I love this suggestion of what he's saying to choose. I like that. I would rather choose life. I hope you at home are choosing life. And as we get further into it, you'll understand how to speak in order to choose life.
I love how God is a loving Father to us. He suggests what we should do. He's not telling you, "I'm going to punish you if you won't choose life." Mm-hmm. He's just saying, "I'm suggesting that's the way it works." Okay, you can, with your words, you produce action and you create life. And I'm telling you that you will produce something good when you choose life. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
God already is disclosing to us mysteries of creation and how create our life with Him together. I love this verse. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful.
Now, He also warns us, here it's in Psalms 34 and verse 13, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." So He's saying, okay, don't speak about these things. And a lot of times you might not be thinking, "Well, I'm not speaking about evil." But one of the things that I think that's very destructive in your life when you're speaking gossip.
Right.
We can be speaking gossip or speaking badly about people. Sometimes we think it's okay to speak badly about the boss or the neighbors or the coworkers, and so we get together with our friends, and sometimes we even speak badly about our significant others, our spouse, because we get together with the girls or we get together with the guys, and now we start to complain about all this stuff that's wrong. And we've had a lot of revelations from God and a lot of understanding about how destructive this is to the relationship and also what it's creating in our lives and what it's creating in our workplaces and what it's creating, you know, everywhere. And
that's
so
true.
I know we've had a few experiences about this where we have had somebody speak or we were speaking badly or we didn't understand. Do you remember one?
Of course. When Ted and I met, and we already were business partners in our business, mm-hmm. we had a friend who was my friend and then became very good friend of Ted. And all of a sudden, Ted and I started arguing a lot and fighting a lot. And we couldn't understand why. There was a spirit of strife and separation, and there was nothing to argue about, right?
Right, absolutely.
From
nothing.
The beginning, we were on the same page, we were agreeing on everything, but we just couldn't talk to each other. And one of us would say, "You don't understand me, you don't hear me, you're totally, you know, misunderstanding my words. Ah, I'm out of it," right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what was happening. And it was going on up until the point that I said, "That is enough. I'm out of here, and I've had it. That's it." We were almost on the verge of separating and going separate ways.
Right.
And the Spirit of God talked to Ted at that particular moment. And it's like he saw everything so clearly. Because I said, "That's it. That's it. I'm out of here." And God revealed to him, do you want to tell us what God revealed to you?
Yeah, I'll tell. I mean, that's one of the amazing things is what God revealed to me is that this person that we both knew was talking and very subtly saying negative things about the other person. And a lot of times, you know, when you're talking to somebody, you kind of just nod and agree with them. You're like, "Oh, yeah, okay," you know, and it wasn't necessarily that we were saying something, but we're kind of like, "Oh, okay." And in agreeing with them, we were kind of taking their side, and in agreeing with them, we were participating in negative conversation, in negative gossip, and speaking badly about the other person. And what this did was allowed division to come in between us and strife to come in between us. And the minute we opened the door to it by just agreeing, the strife and the division came in. And now there's a spirit of strife and division. And that spirit went to work to try to divide us. We're trying to do work for God. To work with God, you have to be unified. You have to be in love. You
always.
have to have that voice of love and speaking truths. But the minute that we were agreeing
with the naysayer, with the negative person.
Yes. Now the spirit of division and strife came between us. And this created conflict in our relationship. As Liza said, everything we wanted to do, you know, that we were choosing to do was in alignment. There was no reason to agree. There was no disagreement. But here it was because the spirit of division had come upon us.
Conflict, strife, and gossip. Because what this person was doing, she was talking to Ted, kind of picking negative things and creating negative things about me, and would tell him, "Don't tell her, don't tell her." Isn't it the gossip thingy, right? Same thing she was doing with me. She was talking to me and, trying to create negative things about Ted. "Don't tell him, don't tell him." And that's what happens. When darkness stays in darkness, strife and separation are present. But as soon as God revealed these things to Ted, he also told Ted, shine light onto the situation.
Yep, he did.
And what we did, we talked and we said, "I couldn't believe it at first. You know, I couldn't conceive this idea." But then something landed in my heart and said, "Yes, that is true." And when that happened, God told Ted, "You need to confront this person and don't ever speak negatively about your partner."
Yeah.
So after confronting this person without conflict, without, you know, saying bad words or anything, we just said, "We're not going to speak badly about each other."
Mm-hmm.
We talked and we agreed that this is wrong. All of these things are wrong and we're not going to be engaging in these conversations anymore. This was it.
And this is a fundamental building block in building a healthy relationship. In our society, in our culture, it's common and some places accepted to go and complain to your friends about your spouse. but it's not in the kingdom of God. If you want a loving relationship with your partner, as what we learned, what God revealed to us, never speak badly about them. Speak words of praise over them. Speak words of blessing over them. God has put a choice before you: life and death, blessing and cursing. Speak life.
Amen.
And this is what God has revealed to us. And so as we went forward, this is a great thing that we continued to practice and work on, is speaking good into each other's
right.
lives. And as a result of it, our love was able to grow and flourish. And also, it never allowed anyone to come between us to bring that spirit of strife and division again. It was a very valuable lesson.
Absolutely.
In the Bible, it talks about when people are speaking badly as well. Here, I mentioned this quote about speaking deceit. Now, listen to this. If you remember the story of Moses, there's one point where it's speaking about Aaron and Miriam, which is Moses' brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And they begin to grumble about Moses. Well, is he the only one that hears from God? Do we not also hear from God too? And they're talking to one another. Who does he think he is? You know, right? Well, look what happened here. So the anger of the Lord was raised against them, it says. And Miriam suddenly turns around and she has leprosy. Leprosy. And what that says to me is it's revealing the kind of destruction that comes into your life when you begin to speak badly about someone. Here they're speaking about their brother. We have people at home. You might be grumbling about your kids. You might be speaking badly about your wife. You might be speaking badly about your parents. And it might be just idle gossip that you're sharing. But whatever, when you get into that kind of behavior, it brings this kind of energy of destruction into your life. You don't need it.
Right.
And that's why we're sharing this with you today, because we want you to focus on speaking the words of life. We're helping
right.
you do it right now to identify these negative behaviors that start to create destruction
right.
and division. But as Miriam and Aaron found out, this is not a healthy thing to do.
Absolutely. Interesting that she got leprosy.
Yeah.
And I believe she was taken through a healing process, because leprosy on the spiritual level represents the falsity or kind of spiritual death. The spiritual concept in her, the foundational concept was not right. It was supposed to come to the surface. I believe she was in the cave for 7 days, right? Is that right? Am I remembering correctly? I'm not sure. But she had to be healed out of speaking defeat and death over the leader, you know, over the chosen one by God. Because that's how God works. He chooses people to perform a certain task. And when you support them wholeheartedly and let God's love flow through you to them, you become a team. You work together. Mm-hmm. And then God can fulfill the mission that He put into your heart. Through you can assist somebody and build their lives. Interesting
yeah.
thing about agreeing, right? Miriam and her brother were agreeing in gossip.
Yes, yes.
And God is very particular about agreeing. So what are we saying here? Stay away from agreeing with somebody who's speaking badly about your peers, about your family, about your children, about you. Don't agree. Don't take their side. Don't even nod about it. Don't let it come into your heart. What do you do when somebody's trying to gossip?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, I wanted to say about this point you were just saying here is that when you agree with somebody like that, it's a testimonial for the darkness.
Right.
If you're gossiping or speaking bad, you're giving a testimonial about the darkness. Where we
right.
want to get to the point where we're giving a testimonial about the good things that a person has.
Always.
The good things that God is doing. That's what we want to testify to having.
Absolutely.
Well, what can we do? You know, really, if somebody is gossiping or speaking badly, we need to redirect them.
Right.
If we're doing it in our own life, we should stop. We really need to stop, because we've seen time and time again the damage that it does. But if this is happening at home, where you're calling somebody or speaking to somebody, you need to redirect them. Focus them back on good things. Get them talking about positive things. Start to focus them on talking about their future, where they're going, what they can do. Begin to encourage them, because often a person who gets into this kind of behavior, maybe they're feeling down, maybe they've had a bad time in recent weeks, and they're starting to feel a little overburdened. It's now time to start speaking words of encouragement and empowerment into their lives. Begin to use the words that God gives you to lift them up out of this darkness, because that's where they are.
Pray with them.
And as we can encourage them, they start to feel better. This is important to do. But don't take part in it. As Liza was saying, don't come into agreement with them. Shake that off and say no, or redirect them. Focus them on where they need to be.
Because what did God say? He said in the Bible, when two or more come into agreement, I'm there in the midst.
Right, he did say that.
Can you give us this quote?
I don't know. Here it is. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. It says, this is Jesus speaking, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask,
anything,
it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
Here you go.
I want to leave you with that thought right there as we go to break, and we're going to come back and speak more about this in 1 minute. Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about the power of words. And words have the power to create, and they can create and they can destroy. But we want you to be creating beautiful things in your life. By the end of the show today, you will understand how to use your words in a more powerful way. God was creating beautiful things with his words, and you can create beautiful things in your life with him, with your words. We were talking before the break about coming into agreement, and I just read this quote from Matthew 18, and you want to say something about when two agree?
Can you read the quote for us again?
Yeah, sure. It says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. It goes on in verse 20 to say, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
I love it. It's very powerful verse. Powerful words are in here. I want you to agree with me today that you will be speaking words of life, that you will be speaking words of truth over yourself, over your career, over your family, over your health. And here is why. You are a co-creator with God. Believe it or not, you better believe it. Mm-hmm. He gave you all the power to create. You just have to use it. You have to apply it. And speaking the words engage this power. So let's start today. And I'm agreeing with you that your life is going to change starting today. You're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders happen in your life because we're going to start speaking good words, good faith, good future over your life, over your family, over your health, over your finances. So let's start right now.
Yeah.
Let's go into a few examples that we want to bring into your environment that help us and other people to change their life. Just by proclaiming good things, by engaging the power of God over our life, by giving us strength and encouragement to change ourselves, change our lives, and be a good shepherd to others, helps them to refocus, turn around from darkness and fear, and step into the hour of power with God. All of it could be done through the words of love, encouragement, and power. Words create.
Why don't you share the example of Lola and how we have spoke words of encouragement over her?
Absolutely. Lola is our daughter, our beautiful daughter. And, you know, like every teenager growing in the house, you know, she was kind of rebellious and never wanted to listen to our side and so forth. And she's done her own things, but don't get me wrong. She's a beautiful person, wonderful girl. She's an attorney and doing great in her life. But there was a seed of negativity in her somehow. Mm-hmm. She used to complain about people. She used to complain about things that she didn't like. You know, and it was just part of the habitual behavior. Ted and I started proclaiming over her, Lola, you're blessed and highly favored. Lola, you're blessed when you go out and you're blessed when you come in. Lola, you're going to get promotions. You're going to get increases. You're blessed by your friends. You are loved. You are liked on all levels. And lo and behold, now she's a different person. It didn't take long, did it?
Mm-mm,
it didn't take long at all. Beautiful, beautiful example we can give you. Just a few days ago, she comes in home with beautiful bouquet of flowers. She was supposed to buy flowers for a person's birthday party. And she comes in and she is at awe and surprise on her face. And she says, I'm starting to believe I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
And Ted and I, we had a smile on our faces and we kind of trying to keep it quiet. Said, tell us what happened. She said, you would not believe it. I've been driving down the road. I'm in a Jewish area on Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles. And I know it's Friday night. All the flower shops will be closed. But then all of a sudden she goes, I have a feeling about this one flower shop. And I have a feeling that I need to kind of park my car and go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, she says, beautiful girl opens the door and she speaks Russian to her. They become pals immediately. She's asking how much she's willing to spend, and she created a huge, beautiful, wonderful bouquet for $25 and gave her a card, a birthday card, for free.
Amen.
Lola had a smile on her face. She couldn't believe that happened, but what she does believe now, that she's blessed and highly favored. And see, if we would take her apart whenever she complained, if we would agree with her on her complaining, that wouldn't have helped her to change her outlook, to feel the way of God, to believe that she's blessed and highly favored.
We don't let that negative behavior of talking badly go on in the house. And so when she was saying that, we would redirect her. No, we don't want to talk about that. We're not going to agree with her on that. And soon enough, you know, she had nobody to talk to about it. She stopped. And what it says, and that gave her the opportunity to start speaking life into her.
Right.
And here it says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life.
Oh, I love that.
And isn't that incredible? So suddenly, as you start to speak, put your words into the right direction, it's going to start to create life. Jesus said, my words are life and they are spirit.
Amen.
And that was what he was encouraging. He said, go share the gospel. Which words do you think he wanted us to share? Did he want us to share words of negativity? No. He wanted us to share that same message where we're using the words that are life and that are spirit. The very spirit of God can begin to move through us when we begin to speak the words of life, those same words that he was sharing with us. I love it what he said, love your enemy.
That's an interesting point.
And I believe that what he was talking about here, he was saying that we shouldn't be talking negatively about them. We shouldn't be ripping them apart. Why? Because as we've already illustrated, it starts to put an energy of division and strife in your house.
Right.
We don't want that in our house. So we start to speak blessing over them. We start to, you know, ask for prayers for them. And when we do that, as we shower them with love, it opens our heart to let the Spirit of God go in and transform them.
Absolutely.
This is how we transform people, is by opening our heart and letting the Spirit of God go to work in their life.
Here's the beautiful thing. God gives second chances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, He doesn't give up on people. He will never give up on you. So whatever mistakes you've done in your life, give them to God. Don't beat yourself over it. Don't regret what happened in the past. The past is right there. Your future is ahead of you, and you're right here, present with us and with God. Mm-hmm. We want you to agree today that starting today, you are a positive person, speaking the words of encouragement, power, and life over your life. It is very important. Why? When you speak good words over your life, you're creating the destiny of good. See, the gospel means the good news. And God said, go and share the gospel. He didn't say just share the news. Mm-hmm. He said the gospel, the good news. So I want to encourage you today to be a messenger of good news. Share only good news. When there is a bad news, your job is to pray about it. Your job is to turn it around. Your job is to proclaim healing over those who are hurt.
Yeah.
Your job is to change the mindset of a person who is in darkness and in falsity and bring them into the light.
But you have a great example of that.
That you do with the positive flow, with the positive heart, with the loving heart.
You have a great example of that. There was this lady that you knew. You remember this story? And for years, she disliked you. She had all this rage and anger. You had no feeling one way or another. But what happened more recently? What happened with this?
It wasn't just one lady. For some reason, throughout my life, people either loved me or hated me. All my life, right? So probably like 20 years ago, this lady, you know, didn't feel very good about me. And she was speaking badly about me to other people. I never said a word. I just knew that, you know, that's what she's doing, and I never spoke badly about anybody. And I just continued being me. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, today, we are great friends.
You're best friends.
We are best friends because God performs miracles. You just have to stay in a good flow, in a positive flow.
Yeah.
And people start seeing something in you that they don't see in others. And they want to be next to you.
Yeah.
They want you to share your light with them. And that's what happens.
But you turned this lady's heart around, not by getting into the same attitude of negativity and speaking badly, but you kept your heart in alignment with God. And as a result of that, now her heart was able to turn. You know, anytime someone gets into that negativity of we shouldn't support them, we need to begin to speak the words of encouragement to lift them out. Because you can change people's lives. You've got to remember that when these behaviors are going on, there's forces of darkness behind it that are encouraging it. Don't be a part of the darkness. Be a part of the solution. You start to speak the words of life that Jesus was talking about. Now you start to bring the light in. As we said,
and you bring the angels in.
Yeah, bring the angels
in. That's what you want. You want to deploy your angels to create good things. Isn't it exciting? When you proclaim something over somebody's life, something good, good news, the armies of angels immediately go to work. It's like they're standing next to you and they're waiting for you to give them a command.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them this command with the words of love, with the words
Amen.
Of power. So how do you do it? Very simple. See, if your son is not doing well at school, don't take them apart. Don't tell them how bad and stupid they are. The opposite. Tell them, you're doing wonderfully. I know that you're a smart boy. I believe in you. And I know that you have a spark of God in you. And the power and the wisdom of God is working in you. And next time when you take this test, you are going to do much better. And I believe and declare that you're blessed and highly favored.
Mm-hmm.
And you say the same thing to everybody around you. My son or my daughter are wonderful. They're smart. They're incredible. They're beautiful. I believe in them. They're going to grow up to change this world. That's how you proclaim life over your children, over your family, over your spouses, over your country. Let's not complain about our country. I love our country. I love America because I have something to compare it to. I can compare it to the Soviet Union, USSR, that I grew up in. Trust me, this is the best country in the world. Don't tear it apart. Build it up, one person at a time. Bring it up to the level that God created it to be. This is a blessed country, mm-hmm. and you are creation of God.
Amen. We've walked into a lot of situations where we would not agree with people because they were speaking the wrong things. They were not the words of life. I remember walking into a hospital once, and the doctors, it was a friend of mine that was in the hospital, and the doctors had said that this woman had internal bleeding, and they were going to have to do surgery, and they'd already scoped her, and they saw the internal bleeding, and so the specialist had lined everything up. We wouldn't agree with them.
No.
We said, I remember you put your hand on her, and you said, you are healed. This bleeding stops right now. There is no power in it. We used the words of life, the
right.
words of God.
We did.
And after we had done praying, we could feel the Spirit moving. The next day, my friend texted me after she got out of her surgery that was scheduled, and they had put her under the anesthetic. The guy had gone in with a scope to do this procedure, and he brought her back out. And the first thing he said is, this is the surgeon. He said, after 30 years, I don't understand this, but there are no internal bleeding in there. I don't understand it because I saw it the other day. It had changed. It had changed because we did not agree with him. We agreed with God.
Amen.
You are healed. You can change situations like this all the time with your words. Don't agree with the stuff that's not in alignment with God. Don't agree with the darkness or the sickness. Don't agree with the strife. Agree with the power of God. Agree that he has healed us. Agree that he has empowered us. Agree that he has put us into the light. He wants you to rise up and be transformed on all levels. He has given you that power. Speak the words of the Spirit in your house, in your work, with your friends and family. And if you stay online with that, you'll start to see yourself blessed and highly favored in all ways. And you'll start to believe, just like Lola's saying, I think I'm blessed and highly favored.
I'm starting to believe it. I'm blessed and highly favored. See, you just have to start.
Yeah.
And then it becomes your second nature. It's a habit that you need to create, right? When you have a habit of being in fear, complaining, or sighing about life, I have a friend, right? She's better now. She's turning around. But when I just met her, she's always sighing about something. So you would ask, what's wrong? What's so hard? Oh, I don't know. Life is hard. That's not true. Don't believe the lie. Life is incredible. Life is beautiful. Life is exciting. And even a sigh is a word. So instead, I want you to say, hey, hey, praise God. All right? Get excited about life. Get excited about future. Get excited about speaking words of love, life, and power over your life and everybody who is around you.
Here's a great quote. This is Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. At the end here it says, for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. And what it's saying is, it's saying we're speaking according to what is in our hearts. If you've invited Jesus into your heart, then you have love in your heart.
Amen.
He'll fill you with his Spirit. And as he fills it, he's going to transform. He's going to take out the heart of stone and put in this heart of light, a golden heart, a heart of love.
Mm-hmm.
And now everything you speak from that heart will be in alignment with what God is saying. As you speak, it'll be the words of love. It'll be the words of life that you're speaking. And it'll be changing. If you're having a difficult time speaking the words of life, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask God to transform it, to give you this new heart, so that you too can begin to have the right words. Because words are powerful. Our words create.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be creating the life that God planned for us. We want to be talking about blessings and favor. We want to talk about increase. We want to talk about God giving us greater promotions and opportunities. He has already given us this. But if we use our words, now we start to call them in by faith. We start to call them in so that they can manifest everywhere, all the time, in all ways. This is your opportunity today. You can receive it in Jesus' name.
Right now, just open your heart and say, God, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Take my life. Do something good with it. We are a team. we're going to start speaking the words of love, life, and prosperity over everything and everybody in my life. We are agreeing with you? That means it is coming into your life. Be blessed, for you are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Well, on next week's show, we're talking about God's favor, unmerited favor. We want to get into that and help you understand what a wonderful gift that is. So join us next week for that show on View from Above.